So, was there a good communication? Was there a good relationship between management, say, and the staff?
Yes.
Would you say that?
Yes, I would, wouldn't you?
In what way now? How do you think it was a good relationship?
Well, they all seemed to fit in, and there was never any rows or anything like that that we ever saw or heard of.
And of course, there was various things that were going on inside, like the badminton club and the
Soccer.
sports and the things, and everybody joined in. The management, if they were able to play, they play. And we had a good old time in there.
Although there was a bit of sort of the office staff weren't really supposed to mix with the factory. Now, there was that,
Well, there was that, all
you
right,
know.
but
Yeah.
that by the time that we were married, so to speak, that was fading because we had some of the factory people playing in the badminton club.
Although they had their own badminton club and we had our badminton
They
club.
did, yeah, but I mean, we all mixed up together, and
It was a bit of mixture then.
yeah.
But you're saying that there was a pecking order, that you had layers of superiority, that if you were part of the management, you were doing better than those who were working on the floor.
I'd say so. Wouldn't you, Arnold? Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
And so your memories of those days, was there did you get involved in any of the clubs or the anything attached to the social side of it,
Oh,
or?
yes. The badminton club, I think we ate, drank, and slept badminton. We were both very, Arnold was good, I wasn't good, but I enjoyed it. And in those days, I'll tell you an interesting thing, the war was on, it was very hard to get food, and we had tea over there on Mondays and Fridays, or two badminton nights, and people went over from the office and had their tea and played badminton. Because you couldn't go home. Buses were off at 9 o'clock and there were no cars or anything like that. But I do remember that, what's this? This was, I'll have to come back to it again. It was something, oh yes, for food. I was able to get some tea and things because my father, you know, had the business and he'd give us a little bit of tea to keep things going. But then for sandwiches, we were very badly stuck for fillings for sandwiches. So then somebody got this idea that you got parsnips and you mix them up with, they made banana sandwiches out of them. Everybody's amused at that. But that's, we put banana essence into parsnips and we had banana sandwiches for tea. So there's one for you.
Was there a canteen at that time?
Yes.
And how was it operated? Was it, could you tell me?
Well, they had a lady there who did the catering. Miss, what was her? Tubridy, I think was her name.
That's right.
And
when you said that now, I'd forgotten.
Miss Tubridy, and she did the catering, and then there were a couple of tea ladies who, you went up and you queued up and you had your shilling ticket for your lunch. I think lunch was about ninepence or a shilling or something like that. And you had your lunch and you paid in your ticket. And then as well as that, if you would like tea at 10 o'clock in the morning, you bought twopenny tickets and the tea ladies came down with tea and two biscuits you got for twopence in the morning. And the same in the
Yeah, I know.
afternoon at 4 o'clock. The same two tea ladies came down with tea and biscuits, twopence.
Can you recall the type of food that was eaten at lunch hour? What did
Yes.
you get?
Oh, no, they did a proper dinner. Now, you see, everything was restricted, so you wouldn't get much anywhere, but it was as good as any, you know, I think it was as good as you'd get.
course, it was during the war years.
But
what was it, mashed potatoes?
Or? Oh, they give you, yes, or you could get these other synthetic things. What's this they were at all? It was something you used to get for potatoes. But you got...
Well, I never had my lunch there.
No, you always went home to Llantaf, but I used to have my lunch in there.
Yes.
And it, well, as food went, because things were restricted,
yeah,
you got a reasonable lunch.